interview the last time. I'll kick myself.
I don't know if I can remember.
I'm so grateful that you
hope I remember what I said.
Oh, I'm sure whatever will be fine, but it was really fascinating to me.
And it was to me too.
Yes. And I think you began by telling us how you got your property out here. And
the story of Mr. Holbrook?
Yes, I think because we have to get you here to South Barrington before we...
Right.
Yes, tell us about that.
Okay, we previously lived in Mount Prospect, and we, even though both of us grew up in the city, we kid each other, we say we had hayseed in our hair and we liked the wide open spaces. So we were looking for property out in the area, and one day we were driving down Penny Road, and right at the corner of Penny and Witt, I said to my wife, I said, look, there's a natural spot for a house because it goes up from the road and then it falls off behind. So you could, perfect spot, a high spot to put a house on, drainage in all directions. And it was a cornfield at that time. And we saw a gentleman on the east side of Witt Road standing in front of his house, and it was Louis Serziga. And I asked him who owned that property on the corner. And he said, Howard Holbrook. And I asked where Howard Holbrook lived.
Get it going here.
And he pointed out that he lived down